me on the next one. Item five, thank you. 585.
Approve the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission fiscal year 2019-20 budget.
Colleagues, we're here to approve the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission fiscal year 2019-2020 fund budget. Who thought we were done with budgets? The city's allocation to the MHCRC operating budget is nearly $315,000, and the amount is included in the city's approved fiscal year 2019-2020 appropriations. Speaking today is our panel, Leif Hansen, who's the commissioner chair, Sue Disciple, and both of these individuals, of course, are appointees to the commission. Julie Omelchuk, program manager to the MHCRC, is also here to answer any questions that anybody may have. Good morning.
Good morning. I didn't bring a musical instrument, but I am here to highlight a couple of the MHCRC activities from the past year and to seek your approval for our 1920 fund budget. I believe you've got the proposed budget in your meeting packet. We've handed out a copy of our annual report as well. As a reminder, the MHCRC is an intergovernmental partnership among Gresham, Fairview, Portland, Troutdale, Wood Village, and Multnomah County. Each of these jurisdictions appoints citizen representatives to the commission. I am one of those appointees from the city of Portland. The MHCRC has oversight, enforcement, and public benefit responsibilities for the cable services franchises with the cities and the county. Portland has two cable service franchises with Comcast and CenturyLink. There's four total within the commission's purview. As highlighted in the annual report, the MHCRC deals with ever-changing technology to support community needs for local authority over public rights of way and compensation. We act as a consumer watchdog platform for community voices, affordable broadband networks for schools, libraries, and local governments, and also local solutions for addressing digital equity issues. Over this past year, MHCRC has provided many services to the communities and its residents. We continue to work with public schools and districts under our TechSmart initiative for student success. Portland Public Schools, David Douglas, Centennial, and Reynolds have active grants serving Portland students. Thus far, the commission is over $11 million into the longer-term investment goal of $17 million. 220 classroom teachers in five school districts are currently supported by those resources provided under the TechSmart initiative. The Community Technology Grant annual competitive round funded six new grants with community organizations. These grants leveraged over $2.1 million in matching resources. The grants are responsible to needs identified by the community and support organizations to use technology in addressing their issues. For example, an MHCRC grant from this past year in supporting APANO's mission to reduce disparities in economic and education for Asian and Pacific Islander communities. The grant will equip APANO's community space in a new affordable housing development with technology for digital literacy training and broadband internet access for low-income residents. Affordable broadband has become more and more critical to our local public institutions. The MHCRC is leading a network planning effort in partnership with 18 public agencies within Multnomah County. This partnership for the current institutional network, otherwise known as the INET, provides high-speed, affordable broadband connectivity to 308 schools, libraries, public agencies throughout the county. The MHCRC provides capital funding and franchise enforcement, support to OpenSignal. The city's operational support grant agreement with Open Signals on your agenda later today. City's funding leverages the MHCRC capital funding so that Open Signal can effectively use the equipment and facilities to provide services to the community. Over the past year, Open Signal produced over 2,500 hours of original local programming. They also trained over 600 residents in digital and media literacy skills. The MHCRC addressed consumer protection issues, both broadly and with individual subscribers. For example, the MHCRC worked with the cable companies on issues related to clear information on subscriber bills, on-time appointments, phone answering timeframes, and service fees. We had 181 complaints that reached resolution from the cable, local cable TV subscribers over the past year. Coming up in fiscal year 1920, the MHCRC is engaged in a future-focused planning considering rapidly evolving technology and public policy, our community's increasing reliance on availability of broadband internet, very important for our agenda. We intend to work with you, your city staff, communities, to identify needs and opportunities for our broadband future. We've got a technology needs ascertainment underway in preparation for our franchise renewal negotiations with Comcast and CenturyLink. Happy to report once again that in speaking of the money side of the equation, that we once again received a clean audit for fiscal year 18-19. That full document's available on the MHCRC's website. Wanted to note the downward trend that we're seeing in the cable franchise revenues. Page 9 of the annual report, you'll see a graph showing this trend, and it's a continuation of the trend from that we reported on last year. But for the first time in franchise history, the actual revenue for 2017-18 decreased 7% over the previous fiscal year. Based on the first three quarters of 18-19's revenue, we're projecting another 6% decrease for the current fiscal year. MHCRC has been closely monitoring the trend, anticipating implications for franchise fee revenue for local governments and for revenues that support the commission's community grants and other programs. 19-20, our budget reflects a projected decrease in franchise fee and PEG INET fee revenue. Surprisingly, the total number of cable TV subscribers actually increased in 2018, as reported by the cable franchise companies. We're conducting a franchise audit to better understand the data and why the revenue dropped while overall subscribers actually increased. The MHCRC proposed 19-20 fund budget is in your meeting packet as an attachment to the ordinance. Annual budget allocation for all jurisdictions collectively fund about half the MHCRC total operating budget. This coming year's allocation is $314,826, representing about 6% of the franchise fees collected by the city. Remaining portion of the of our budget's funded by other resources, mostly to administer the dedicated capital fee revenue and related programs. And before closing, I want to thank the mayor and council for supporting a countywide partnership. 25 years is our anniversary this year. Also, I want to thank you for the new bureau architecture. Appreciate that. And your recent appointment of Elizabeth Perez as interim director and also our staff director. Looking forward to working with her more over the coming year.
Great. Thank you, sir. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you very much for your report. Thank you for serving. I think this is one of the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission is one of the most powerful volunteer jobs in Portland, given the authority that you have and the ability to collaborate with people from other parts of the region. So thank you for your work. I'm curious as to why, if cable subscribers are up, why is the revenue down?
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting question. We actually don't have the answer yet. The subscriber data comes in late, and we just received it in the last 30 days. So we've asked those same questions of the companies to better understand whether the data is accurate or whether there is an underlying reason. So we will discover what that is, and we can certainly report back.
I know in the past we've sometimes had very nice settlements after audits of
right.
those kinds of things. It could, though, be that more people are subscribing, but they're buying cheaper services.
That certainly right? could be one explanation. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep,
please let
welcome.
Us know when you find out.
Thank you.
Very good. Does that complete your presentation?
It does, yes. Yeah.
Thank you
so,
both. Great. I don't see any further questions. Is there public testimony on this item, Carla?
Yes, we have three people signed up.
Very good. Thank you.
Charles Bridgecrane, Maggie, and Jeanne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And I wish that we'd heard a little bit more about the regulatory aspects of the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission, because I'd really like to be able to balance in my mind what we're saying about Comcast and what the Honorable Timothy A. Bradshaw finds about Comcast. Case number 16-2-18224-1, up in Seattle, not an Oregon case. But my guess is that if the headlines in the media say that Comcast broke the law 445,000 times to take advantage of consumers, that probably almost every complaint that a local person made to the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission may be substantiated. So, you know, Portland and Vancouver, Oregon and Washington, we're pretty much the same people, pretty much the same things happen. So it would be pretty much miraculous if Comcast was a spotless, honest actor in this market, but in the state of Washington, the headlines say they broke the law 445,000 times, make it off with just a $9.1 million settlement, probably under appeal, because at the rates we're paying for Comcast, God knows they can afford some lawyers and a whole British television network called Sky. So I hope that everybody on the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission will add that context to the way they process subscriber complaints and make sure that in our service area, the areas that you have constituents in, we make sure that Comcast, with its highly profitable business, is conducting itself honestly. And I hope that the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission would actually, it's probably in their report, hopefully we'll find it online, list the exact number of customer complaints and outcomes. Thank you very much.
Morning.
Hi. So I'm going to talk about something related to this, which is AT&T, which the government sued AT&T for doing the same thing, and yet you reward them with a contract. So I would like to say to you, again, about contractors, is sometimes your own contractors that you're paying are ripping off the very people that you paid them to help. That's what I want to say.
Very good. Morning.
Good morning. Jan Canet. Last time I had anything to do with Comcast or anything, I don't even know on TV, was when they weren't paying their taxes. Do they ever pay their Oregon taxes? Does anybody care whether they pay that 333 thing? I don't know, but the fact is that being the mayor of Portland, if you have a company like Comcast in our state and you see that within your jurisdiction they're not paying their taxes at the end of the year, shouldn't there be something you do besides reward them? You know, I'm just curious, because that really bothers me. It bothers me when I read, now this is like a year and a half ago before I came up here, how many companies there were in Portland, Oregon, that actually were not being followed through to pay their taxes. They, as far as I know, they had no extra fees for, if they did pay it, for paying it way, way late and having to be forced to do it. And can't we come up with better companies in the state of Oregon and Portland to where they are more set on helping the community instead of taking away from the budget of our city and town? Thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Fair taxes, stable budgets would be a beautiful world.
Does that complete public testimony, Carla?
Yes, that's all.
This is an emergency item. We'll wait till Commissioner Fish returns. Thank you.
Very good. So Carla, could you please call the roll on item 585, approving the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission fiscal year 2019-2020 budget?
Fish.
Thank you for your presentation and all your good work.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
I am a huge fan of the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission. Thank you for your annual report. Huge fan of the Office for Community Technology. Julia Melchuk, thank you for all of your work over many years. Mayor, thank you for appointing Elizabeth Perez, the Deputy Director, and also restructuring it, as was mentioned in the presentation. This is a small but mighty bureau that brings in millions of dollars of revenue, and then the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission is authorized to give some of that revenue to community purposes, which are detailed in this report. So it's really important that we do close the loop with this report every year. Thank you so much. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, as you heard, the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission is a longstanding and important intergovernmental relationship. It includes Gresham, Fairview, Troutdale, Wood Village, and Multnomah County, and of course, the City of Portland. Portland's particular appropriation goes to administer about $6 million annually in community technology-related benefits throughout the city and the county. So these grants help the city meet the goals of the Digital Equity Action Plan to better serve our residents. And I want to thank Leif and Sue for their service on this commission. They're citizen volunteers, so they do not get paid for the hard work that they do. And I believe that they've represented the city and its residents extremely well in administering public benefits through the jointly negotiated cable franchise agreements. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thanks for the presentation. Next